Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Flower Power at the Ozone Native Plant Nursery and Great Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook, theozonehv.com, and Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com. So, Erin Peister's here from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington, and we're just doing a reality check for seed starting. You may know what you're doing and you may be really good at it. And if you are, you can start some stuff for me. Just give me a call and I'll tell you what I want. Because I am not a good seed starter. But yeah, and just know that I just think that over the last, I don't know, 10 years, nurseries and garden centers have just the selection of things that you can get if you don't start seeds is amazing. So just keep that in mind when you're doing this. It's fun to watch little things grow, and especially if you have kids, but it's harder to watch them die.
Oh, Lordy, I think it's great. Flowers are a whole other kind of can of worms, but yeah, it's you have to have a thick skin when you're seed starting because you're going to have some losses, maybe sometimes large losses. So just often think about that the garden centers are going to help make up for that loss. And if you get specific, like I know there are people who love certain types of tomatoes and sometimes they're heirlooms and some specific ones are really challenging to find. Those would be ones that I would consider starting yourself, or if you know somebody that has harvested those seeds and the seed saved them. But yeah, it's kind of you gotta dabble in both departments when it comes to seed starting.
Yeah, if you want a whole lot of something, if you want a ton of marigolds or, a ton of one particular kind of annual, that's, I think, when it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, if you want a ton of zinnias are a great, easy one to start. Like you said, marigolds. Sunflowers are fun because once in a while you get those chipmunks in there that like to take over your seeds that you've started. But that's forgiving because you could just go right back out there and put some in. But we also didn't touch on the ones that are like cold tolerant. So like your peas and even the snap, sorry, the sweet peas, if you want to talk about those.
I love sweet peas.
I love
I
sweet peas.
love the fragrant sweet peas. And, someone once told me that you should plant peas on St. Patrick's Day because peas can be in the ground for a month and not and think they're still in the package.
Right, exactly. And that's what always like the rule of thumb I think I've seen on horticultural calendars where they're like, get ready for your peas. And sometimes it's really frigid out and you wouldn't really want to be out there and you can't work the soil, but those are ones that would tolerate the cold.
Yeah, I find that a chopstick is a wonderful thing to just punch those things into the ground. You don't need to dig a big hole when you're
Right.
planting a when you're planting a lot of things. I use a chopstick a lot for like little seed stuff that I'm starting because
That's a great idea.
it's got the fat end for big seeds and it's got the skinny end for little seeds. And I can kind of control how deep they're going. But yeah, so yeah, get a chopstick.
One of my favorites is to do sweet peas and there's so many, and a lot of them are fragrant, and there are some really good kind of heirlooms out there. The one for sweet peas, the exception is I typically like to soak mine in paper towel and water. You can do that with some seeds and it helps kind of get them started because their outer shell is a little bit tough. And so if you soak them in room temperature for a couple of days, you'll actually see them germinate, which is fun to have the kids see that. Then you can plant them outside.
Same with morning glories. I always soak them overnight. I don't know. I love for the forgiving things. So, what's coming up for spring with at Ward's? What are you excited about? Anything new that's coming in or?
Not anything specific that's coming to mind. I mean, this is a little further out, but I did pre-book some great perennials, so that might be a later in the season talk. But I'm excited. We're having our seminars in March, like we usually do. So check our website for that. And those seminars usually fill up pretty quickly. So if you're looking for something specific, I know we're doing a pruning one. And there's just check the website. The people that are giving these seminars aren't all Ward's employees. So it's kind of nice to see a fresh face and kind of get their perspective on different aspects. But in-house, we're doing a terrarium class, and that's coming up very soon. I think that's the 9th. And then we are doing a seed starting class. I think that's the end of March. Yes, but we are doing a seed starting class. I would say just check in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, wardsnursery.com.
Exactly.
Check it out. It's a great time of year to do these seminars. And Wards is so great because you have that huge space, that huge, wonderful greenhouse that does so many, that building has done a lot of different things.
It has, yes, it is like the transformer of the garden center or the whole Great Barrington.
Yeah, I love it. So, yeah, check out classes and but mostly I think it's just such a great time. Also, I'm going to make a pitch for it. It is a really great time to get out your tools and see, like, I needed some parts for my Felco pruners, and Ward's is so great about having all the parts for my Felcos. It's a great time to interview your tools because, boy, you get out, it's May 1st or April 15th and you're ready to go and you can't find anything and your hand shears are just like so dull and need a really, really good cleaning or maybe a new blade. And I think all of that stuff is really good to think about. I have been known to buy my potting soil in February because it's such a hit to my pocketbook. And if I can do it in February and just, it can freeze, it can sit out there and freeze in my compost and my potting soil. And then I'm ready to go.
And it leaves a bigger budget for your flowers in the spring.
Yeah, and more room in your car.
Exactly.
That because it is such a wonderful thing that, when the nurseries and garden centers open and things are starting to just, I mean, there it is. It's all there at once. Although it used to be all there at once. Now, thank heavens, it's staggered a little bit. So you're not having to buy your rutabagias and your echinaceas, like right off the bat. But yeah, it's such a great time to plan and to get ready. And you'll be so happy that you did when spring comes.
Well, and like you were saying earlier, just how it's pretty calm around the garden centers right now. So coming through and slowly meandering and thinking as you're shopping and asking questions, It helps you kind of get a better idea, and you've got a good head start right at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, because I mean, who knew that, your sprinkler broke at the end of last year, I mean, all that stuff is there. I mean, it's so great to do it. And yeah, it's quiet. You can go look at all the orchids in the greenhouse. You can, I love that, just that whiff of a greenhouse. One quick question, and then we're out of here. Are primroses in?
We're getting more in tomorrow, but yes, we've got primrose and we've got the spring bulbs are coming in, so it's definitely starting to smell like spring in the greenhouse.
My favorite house plant in February are primroses because they're so beautiful and great. And then you can go plant them outside. They'll start looking scuzzy, but then you can just go plant them and you have like primroses. I've had great luck with doing that. So yeah, I'll be up to get some primroses. Thanks.
All right.
So thank you, Erin Pfister.
Thanks.
Words Nursery. And everybody, yes, get up and think about really what you're going to start and enjoy and start me some morning glories. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Four Winds Farm, organic heirloom seedlings. And there is the seedling sale May 16th and 17th at Four Winds Farm in Gardner, New York. More information, fourwindsfarmny.com. Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. We're out of here. Start planning.